Okay, let's just review the last piece of Gemara before of Papa. The Gemara brought there of Shimon Darshan to Pasik, V'isha l'chaisa l'sikach l'itzra, V'isha shanasa tzaris ulazu, la yehe l'cha l'kuchin afila ba'achas mehem. That when two sisters become tzaris one to the other, or Isho Bita, Isho Bas Bita, Isho Bas Bina, so you cannot marry either one. So the Gemara was bothered that it was Nafal B'Zeh HaZeh that you should be Miyabim the first one and be Chaylitz the second one. And you're part of the second one. You're Miyabim the first one, Sikuka Kamisa, and then the second one that fell was an Erva. So the Gemara said that Tocha b'mayaskina denafel b'basachas. Rav Shimon Savalok Rabbeis Yagli Dam Eshel Tam. Same was Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara saying that if they fell at exactly the same time, then it's emes what Rav Shimon said earlier that Rav Shimon Paiter. It said in the Brisa for Rav Shimon Paiter. So what the Gemara said earlier, Shimon Paiter is talking by Naflu B'Bas Achas, as going Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, he holds it's Eshel Tzamtze. So Pshat in the Gemara, Eshel Tzamtze means what could happen. Both brothers died the same exact second, so both wives fell to him in Yibum at one shot. Since they fell at one shot, no one was first, so therefore you parted from both. Both of them are Litzrar Atzara Serb. This is all a pshat in the Gemara. Okay, Yanki, you know pshat in the Gemara, so you didn't miss anything, right? So the Gemara says that it's Eshel Tzamtze. Now here, the shaila is why the Gemara is titled this Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, who holds Eshel Tzamtze, and not in the Chachamim who hold E Eshel Tzamtze. Now you'll tell me, of course, because it's the Eshel Tzamtze, one died first. All right, let's talk about the Machlokes Eshel Tzamtze, and you'll see what the problem is. There's a Machlokes in many places in Shas, if Eshel Tzamtze and Eshel. What are some of the cases? If you look at Rashi, Dibur HaMasim, Krab Yaisi Adilili, brings a case from Mesechtes B'chayreis. It's talking about an animal that gives birth the first time to twins. It gives birth the first time to twins. So the first animal to come out is a bechor. The second animal to come out is not a bechor. So the Gemara says, if yatsu shnei roshim ke'echad, if the two heads came out simultaneously, so Rabbi Yosi holds Eshel Tzamtze, he holds that they're both peter rechem, each of the heads was peter the rechem imai, and the Chachamim say, no, Eshel Tzamtze, Echad Loi ve'echad le'arkayim. Which one? If the mevar, you give this, you give the cheaper one, I guess. And myself elvaraya. So you only have to give the whichever is the kochush. But lemaisa, it's Eshel Tzamtze. There's only one bechor. This is the case that Rashi brings. Let me just mention to you another case because it'll come up soon. The Gemara also in Bechayris talks about Hilchas Egla Rufa. By the dinim of Egla Rufa, a murdered person that's found between two cities, we measure El Ha'ir HaKroiva El HaKhalol to the one that's closer to the dead body, and that city has to bring an Egla Rufa. What happens if it's exactly between two cities? So the Gemara brings a Darsha, Drasha, HaKroiva Vafilu Kroivais. I'm not sure how you get a drasha from Kriva to Krivais, but the Gemara says Kriva is even if you have two cities that are equally closest, both of them are the same, they're closest, so they bring two Eglar Rufas, each city brings one Eglar Rufa. So the Gemara says that's only if it's Eshel Tzamtze. If it's Eshel Tzamtze, you can have a body smack in the middle between two cities. If it's E Eshel Tzamtze, so what do you do now? You don't know which one is closer to. So you bring one Eglar Rufa with a Tanai. If it's closer to this city, then it's that city. Because you buy it with a Tanai, however you go about doing it. So these are two examples of Efshel Tzamtzim. They're very different cases. One is when an animal gives birth to twins at the same time. The second is when a body was found between two cities, but the idea is the same. If it's Efshel Tzamtzim, one case is Tzimtzum in Zman, and one is Tzimtzum in Mokim. It's, right? The Agamara's case is Tzimtzum in Zman. They couldn't have died at exactly the same second if you hold the Efshel Tzamtzim. That's why Rashi brings the example of Bechar. The other case is a case of Tzimtzum in space, in location. What is the Svara of Efshel Tzamtzim? What does it mean it's Efshel to be Mitzamtzim? It can't be Mitzamtzim. So there's a Marsha in Erevin, Davava Mer Aleph, the first Marsha in Davava Mer Aleph, who says Tupshatim in Efshel Tzamtzim. This Marsha reads like an Achron, like a Rosh Hashiva. Meshivas Shir. He says two hasberim in Efshel Tzamtzim. One hasber is that it's a metzias. It's a metzias. It's not possible for something to be exact. Any second you could cut in half, and a half a second you could cut in quarters, a quarter of a second you could cut in eighth. It becomes insignificant because we don't measure hundreds of seconds, unless in the Olympics or something. But we don't bother measuring portions of seconds. But Kapi Shmaya Galia, every second could be split. Is not, it's Efshel Tzamtzim. Things can't be exact. That's one Mahalach at Efshel Tzamtzim. And Rashi's Mashma that way. Not only Rashi in Erevin, but Rashi here. Rashi's Lashon is the Efshel Tzamtzim v'lotzei shneim ke'echad. Not possible. Lotzei shneim ke'echad. They can't both do it at the same second. The second shot in Efshel Tzamtzim is that really it's possible. Things could be exact. But it's impossible for us to know that something was exact. We can't possibly know that something is exactly in a... that two things are exactly at the same moment, or I guess the two things are exactly equidistant. It's not something... It's not practical. The Metzius, it's never going to happen that we're going to know that two things are exactly the same. Not because it can't be, it could be. It's possible. But the Medida, to figure out that something is exact, for us, it's not shayach for us to know for certain that something was exact. That's a second way of learning Efshel Tzamtzim. That something that we can't possibly come to a cheshbon. Therefore what? Therefore, in halacha, we're never going to have a shayla of a bechar that gave birth to two rechelim at the same second. We're never going to know that it was the same second. Our shayla is going to be which one was first. It's possible they were the same second. But the chachamim say, look, it's 1 in 100 chances it was the same second. It's 99% that one was first or the other one was first. So lamaisa, they can't both be bechayrim because we'll never know that two are born the same second. It's never going to happen. It's going to come to Bez and Shaila and say we know for sure it's born the same second. You can't know for sure it's born the same second. In halacha lamaisa, it never happens. When they come to Bez, the chachamim say they're not both bechayrim because in hilchas bechar we say amaisi bechaver alav haraya. And if we can't know, then they're not both bechayrim. One is a bechar, we don't know which, so you do whatever the halach is when you have a suffer. But you hear the difference is, the first tzad is that it's Efshel Tzamtzim v'metzias, there's no such thing. The second tzad is that it's Efshel v'metzias. It could happen, things could happen precisely. It's shayach such a metzias. Just, it's not shayach for us in Bezdin to ever have such a shayla. It can't be that you're going to come to me in Bezdin and tell me a shayla that a mace was exactly between two cities. Or that two were born exactly at the same time. You can't have a case where you know it's for certain. If you hold Efshel Tzamtzim.
I'm sorry, listen to the Efshel Tzamtzim. I can find a case that exactly...
So Rabbi Yossi holds that... I would guess that Rabbi Yossi holds that we go kafi hanira lanu leinayim, whatever we do, you'll say, can I be 100% sure? I guess, or maybe I said, really hope that way. Mustava, they argue in the ability of a person to measure. Mustava, the Mitzias is a certain Mitzias. Rabbi Yossi holds that that's Tzimtzum, that's good enough, and they hold that that's not good enough. You know, you put two different labels to it. Years ago, when the whole tumult started over Chadash, some brands were Chadash and some were Yashan. They found out that during that time, Tkufa, there was a lot of wheat in America. And anyway, 95% of the wheat was Yashan. So they had different brands. One brand called it Yashan, because they relied 95% as Yashan. And the other brand called it Chadash, because it wasn't 100% that it was Yashan. It was really the same exact thing. Depends what you call it. The Machlaikis, Efshel Tzamtzim, according to the second Mahalach, is what you call it. It's a Cheshayach Tzamtzim, and it's a Chenachriach. Rabbi Yossi calls that Efshel Tzamtzim. If it looks like to the Dayonim that it was the same second, so they're going to paskin. And the Chum say, what are you talking about? That's not Efshel Tzamtzim. You don't know. And since you don't know, you have to deal. Kilu, you don't know, and only one of the two is a Bechar. This is the Marsha's two Mahalchim. Nafkamina Beinayim, Sakta Marsha. The Taisus. The Taisus there, an Erevin that the Marsha is going on, brings a sheet of Rabbeinu Shemaya. Rabbeinu Shemaya, one of the Bali Taisus. So Rabbeinu Shemaya says the following. There are cases in Shas where it talks about things that are exactly half. L'mashal. When you shecht an animal, you have to shecht roiv of the simanim. Shecht roiv of the windpipe and the food pipe. If you shecht miyut, it's a nevela. If you shecht roiv, it's kosher. What happens if you, the Gemara says, what happens if you shecht exactly half? What's the din of you shecht half? Gemara is such a shy. Or by a mechitza around an area. The halach is for a wall to be a wall, it has to be roiv oimed and miyut parutz. Let's say you have a wall, the bungalow colony has a wall around it, a city has a wall, a chatzar has a wall. The wall is 75% of the side is walled in and 25% is open. It's kosher. Because it's Aymid Meruba ala parts, as long as the pirtz is not too big, not 10 anas. But you go, if Aymid Meruba ala parts, it's a wall. If parts Meruba ala Aymid, if it's mostly open, then it's not a wall. Right, the fourth wall could be that way, because you don't need four walls. But let's see the other three walls. If you have a wall that's mostly parts, parts Meruba ala Aymid is no good. So Gemara has a shayla, parts ka Aymid, if it's exactly 50-50, what's the deal? Whereas the parts come in mutter, parts come in us. So the kasha is, if Eif shall mitzamtzim. The Chachamim always say you can't be mitzamtzim. So why do you have these Gemaras? Parts kaimed, shchit exactly half. There are other Gemaras, I don't know. Why do you have these cases in Shas that talk about something that's exactly 50%? It's impossible if you hold Mishnah Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's possible. But like the Chachamim, that it's not possible to have a case of exactly 50-50. So why is the Gemara bothering with a shayla parut kaimin mao? Or if you shecht exactly half the saman in mao? Ein ef kamino. So on this kasha there are two mahalchim. We'll deal with one first. The Marsha deals with says the following. So Rabbeinu Shemaya says it's an ef kamino, listen to this, to create a svek sveka. Means the following. Gemara is a shayla. You shecht half the simanim, what's it in? Let's say I'll tell you it's kosher. So you say, well, then it's kosher. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen that you know you shecht it exactly half the Eif shel Tzamtzim. It's good kosher. And for Rabbeinu Shemaya, it is a nafkamina. Because if exactly 50% is kosher, now remember, Rabbeinu Shemaya is the shita that holds it's Eif shel Tzamtzim. It is possible, just you'll never know it. If you hold it's possible and you'll never know it, so when they bring an animal in front of you and you look at the simanim, it looks like exactly 50%, there'll be mutter. Why? Svek svek. Maybe it's taka 50%. It's possible. Remember, the second mahalach, which is Rabbeinu Shemaya's mahalach, is that it's possible. If you hold it's possible, now I have a sex fake. Maybe it was 50-50 and it's kosher. If you're going to say it wasn't 50-50, one was Rav, maybe it was Rav Geshachten. If it was Rav Geshachten, Vaita it's kosher. So Zokar Ben Ushmaya, since it's possible for things to be 50-50, just we'll never figure it out. So the Gemaras make sense. I need a Gemara to tell me the din of 50-50 so that I could create a svek sveka. That when a shiloh comes in front of me about an animal that looks like it's half shechted, I'll paskin mutter, because maybe it was 50-50. If it's a lamb, it wasn't 50-50, maybe it was rife. It'll create a svek sveka to be matir. The same thing, parutz kaimit. Avawol. To me, it looks like 50-50. But it's yeshlo tzamtzein. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Svek sveka. Maybe it is 50-50. Well, what do you hope? If you hope 50-50 is mutter, so then maybe it's 50-50. In Tzolaymer, it's not 50-50. It's more one way or the other. Maybe it's rife. So if two tzadim, then it's mutter. One side it's aser, and mamela it's mutter. It's a very gishmak teretz. So the Gemara does bother dealing with 50-50s, even though you'll never ever have the case. Because when you think, when it looks to you like 50-50, well, now be mutter, out svek sveka. It's very gishmak. Dr. Marsha, that only makes sense the second way. That EF Shalatzam same doesn't mean it's impossible. It means it's possible, but you'll never know it. Shake have you learned the first way? What was the first way? The way Rashi's Lashon is. It's EF Shabimitsiyas for something to be exactly 50-50. You can always split a second and a second and a second, and an inch and a quarter of an inch, and a, you can always split every millimeter into half. Then you have no sex sake. That means it's either arrive this or arrive that. Nothing's exactly 50-50. If you say that, so then the svek sveka doesn't exist. And the kasha comes back. What?
Why not?
Because
no one can ever know.
Again, if
the child can see it, but nobody says the
right.
Idea that you can never know.
Right.
That's also something. You can never, for something that you can never know. It's one way or another.
Right. So it's a suffix. It's one way or the other, but I'm allowed to deal with all the possibilities and say, and create a svek sveka. I'm allowed to deal with it. A woman comes in, she's not a besula, so I deal with the svekas. Could be this, could be that. If I create a svek sveka, it's mutter. Here, an animal comes in, it looks like it's cut in half. What are the possibilities? If you learn the first way, only two possibilities. If you learn EF Shalatzamta means it can't be 50-50. It means only two possibilities. Either it's Reif Shechted, or it's Miyat Shechted. So it's 50-50 if it's Nevela, you have to be Mafmir. If I learn the second way, there are three possibilities. If you learn EF Shalatzam saying, means it's possible physically that it's 50-50, but I can never know for sure, then it's a Svek Sveka. Because there are three possibilities. Could be it's Shechted Miyat, could be Shechted Reif, could be it's 50-50. If you say Shechted Hef exactly is Mutter, so I have Roiv Tzedadim as Svek Sveka to be Matir. If you say Shechted Hef is no good, so I have Roiv Tzedadim is no good. So it's Geshmak that it's a Nafka Mina.
Why is it possibly 51.9 and half to be 50-50?
The first Tzad.
Yeah.
That nothing could ever be 50-50. Yeah. Isn't that the way you learn Pashmash and the Gemara? Well, how do you learn Taka? If you learn the first Tzad, that something can't be 50-50. How do you understand that? Did something have to come first? Not possible to do two things simultaneously? That's what it sounds like a Sega Mitzvah. I'm rather not happy with it because I would think it's possible. I mean, it's possible. The Marsha says those words. It's hard for me to change the Marsha. I would have understood maybe it's possible, but it's so unlikely that it's a miyachayne matzui in halacha it's impossible. Since you could keep on splitting seconds, halachically it's impossible. Something that's a miyachayne matzui that's very unlikely, we don't deal with. I'm more comfortable with that, but it doesn't fit well to Marsha. Marsha's words, even Rashi's words, are that it's impossible to feel the Yesh. Okay, good. I told you something clear. Two ways to learn EF Shula Thompson. Rabbi Yossi EF Shula Thompson is easy. EF Shula Thompson, I have two ways to learn. Either that it's EF Shula B'Mitzias, and then it's Shver. Why does the Gemara declare by Yehef Hashchita, or Parth Kaimit? Or that it's EF Shula B'Mitzias, just you'll never know, and then it's good. Why does the Gemara declare 50-50? Because it creates a Svek Svek. In the Yosh Rish Yaakov, here on Yevamis, he asks Akasha. He asks on Rabbeinu Shemaya. Bereshitak Akasha. He says, if you're going to learn like Rabbeinu Shemaya, that E.F. Shalat Samtse means it's possible, but you'll never know it. It's possible that you'll never know it, but still nafkamina is Svek Svekas. So then he asks Akasha on our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "Dinaflu bebas achas." Reb Shimon Savalok Reb Yaisi. Damer Efshul Atzamtzim. Says, "What do you mean? Even like the Chachamim who say Efshul Atzamtzim, you could do the same." Rabbi Nishmaya Cheshbon here. Naflu bebas achas. It seems to us they fell bebas achas. Now he wants to be miyabim one. He wants to be miyabim one of them. So it depends what the din is by basachas. Yef shalat samtzim. If you hold basachas is mutter, so you could say I can be miyabim one because of a sex faker. Maybe they fell by basachas and she's mutter to me, and maybe she fell first and she's mutter to me. So the Gemara could say the naflu by basachas. I need a pasuk to aser, right? Rishonim said litzra asers. You said what's the case? Whoever fell first is mutter. So the teretz could be naflu bebasachas, and even only b'tachachamim, even the holy yeshul etzamse. I still need a pasuk to tell me naflu bebasachas is aser. Why? Because if naflu bebasachas would be mutter, I could create a svek sveka. When it seems to me that they fell at the same time, I could say I could be miyavim this woman. Why can't I be Miyavimah? Maybe they fell at the same time, and I could be Miyavimah. And maybe she fell first, and I could be Miyavimah. So I create a Svek Sveka. And then Rav Shmaya's Svek Sveka fits into this Gemara, just like it fits into a Simon that's cut halfway, or a Paritz Kaimen that's halfway.
Is it both at the same time that two arrows each other? So then I can have a new...
Gemara is saying, why does Rav Yaisi, why does Rav Shimon need a Pasuk? To naflu b'basachas to tell me it's aser
by erva
by shnei achayos. If not for the pasuk, it should be aser anyway. Right? That's Gemara's cheshbon. So Gemara is saying, but naflu b'basachas aliba derbi yais. So I'm telling you, but naflu b'basachas aliba to like rabbi yais, aliba the chachamim. I still need a pasuk. If not for the pasuk, I would have said that b'basachas is mutter. And that I could create a mamanavsha, a svek sveka, be matya. Lamaisa, the Gemara says basachas Rav Shimon needs a pasuk. Is it not for the pasuk? It'll be matya. Whatever reason, the Gemara says like Rav Yaisi. Whatever the Gemara says like Rav Yaisi, we can say like the Chachamim too. According to Rabbi, the Rabbeinu Shmaya is so good that it fits here as well. Good. What are you saying? Explain that.
I mean that the
Svek
Sveka will only
matter
one, and
you
can't be
matter
both of them because
of Svek Sveka. So, Steven, the two Svek Sveka. Well, that should be a good terrorist. Let's think. We spoke this out a couple of times when we dealt with Svek Sveka, which is every Masechet except for Yevamos. We always deal with Svek Sveka. So, remember, I told you, I like to give the example the Ran and Psachim. The Ran and Psachim goes on, the Gemara there says that you need Haseba. By how many kaisis? By the dollar kaisis. In the seva by two. Gemara is a suffix. The first two or the last two? So we do all four. So the Rani asks, why do you do all four? A seva is a drabana. Say suffix drabana lakula. It's a suffix of the first two need. So we may. So don't do a seva. Suffix of the last two need. So don't do a seva. So the Rani asked, why do we say suffix drabana lakula? The Rani answered that you can't say Safed Rabbanan Lakula, which creates something that's not possible. If you can say it in both directions, you're putter from the first two. You have to say, but the first two are Safed Rabbanan Lakula. You put the second two, Safed Rabbanan Lakula. So you put from all four, that can't be. Because two are Zechachayiv. So the Ran is Kevea Klau, that you don't say Safed Rabbanan Lakula if it goes both ways and you create something impossible. So the Yashu Shaka wants to say this terrors. Same thing here. Two women fall, it seems to us Bebasachas. What are you going to say? This woman's mutter because it's a sex faker for her. Maybe she fell Basachas, she's mutter. And maybe she fell first and she's mutter. The other woman, say same thing. Maybe she fell Basachas, she's mutter. Maybe she fell first and she's mutter. Steven, can they both be mutter? So Sati Yashush Yaakov, Chayra to Stira, says it's not a Stira. Because we're going to learn Rabbeinu Shemaya that it is possible it was the same second. So here, I'm not creating two possibilities that are Vaday Stira. Could be they fell by Basachas and they attack a both mutter. Could be they are both mutter. So he says, Ishlam, you would say Basachas is impossible. Impossible. It's not impossible. Impossible. So therefore he rejects this terrors. He says, the Chayyur can answer to Stira. It's not a Stira. Stira is when you create an impossible situation, like by the Arba Kaisis. It can't be by all Arba Kaisis you're part of a Masev. Here, it's possible that it was a Bas Achas. So it's possible. So why is not a Stira? What? Well, it is a Svek Sveka. On the Cheshbin of Stira, there's a possibility that was a Bas Achas. The two Svek Svekas are sized to each other, it's true. But it doesn't create a situation that's not possible because it's possible. Fifty-fifty is Aser. A Yibon 50-50 is Aser. If you hold E.F. Shalatzamtza means it's 50-50, either before or after, then it's Aser. But Rabbi Shmaya holds that there's also a 1% chance that it was Mamish Bebas Achas. So it's a 51-49 chance that she's not. What? Well, if it's not Bebas Achas, it's not Mutter. But if it's possible it was Bebas Achas, then either one should be Mutter. We're not going to let her marry two sisters. But either one is Mutter. What? Both are Mutter, but just like if I'm single and there are two sisters, they're both mutter to me. But once I marry one, I can't take the other. So same thing here. It can be better than that. But it creates a 51% chance. That's this whole this mahalach. And lemaisit shver over here, like Rabbeinu Shmaya, create the same 51% chance. Even if you hold the absolute answer. So Yiblad Shver, Rav Steinman in the Elas HaShachar says it's not mistaver that a pasuk came in order to create a Svek Sveka. That a Gemara came, Parot Kaimid Mahu, to create a Svek Sveka, you could say. But that the pasuk is telling us a halacha that litzrar for basachas, which will never happen except to create a Svek Sveka, not mistaver a pasuk came to create a Svek Sveka. Or in this case, it came to Asra Svek Sveka, to Bavarna Svek Sveka. I don't know why. Why can't a pasuk come to tell me a fact, which is only enough gemina for Svek Sveka? I don't know. But that's what he, that's his terrors. Now, we have one string left hanging. The Gemara talks about if you shech tefes simen, or paratz kaimen. Rabbeinu Shmaya answered, you need the Gemara to create a Svek Sveka. What about like the first Mahalach? The first Mahalach is that, what was the first Mahalach? That it's E.F. Shebim Metzias to do something exactly. No matter how hard you try, you can't do something exact. It's impossible. It's always going to be. So I say, it's Zweite Shver, why do you need Parat Kaimit? Why do you need a Gemara of things that are 50-50? So the other Teretz of Taisvis says that bidei Adam, things could be 50-50. If a person tries, he can do something 50-50. When it says e efshar letzamtzein, it means that by chance, things don't happen exactly. Things don't happen precisely by chance. By chance means two b'chayrim are born. It's not going to happen that two b'chayrim are going to be born exactly the same second. If a person wants to put two things through a container in the same second, he could. But by nature, things don't happen exactly 50-50. Why? What he's saying is, by chance, it doesn't happen. I'll ask you a question. Let's say, a building collapses. You have a twin towers; they collapse. Is it physically possible that they would fall, and all the bricks would fall neatly into four buildings half the size? Is it possible? What do you say? I guess it's possible. The bricks have to fall somewhere. You know, it'll be a 1 in 20 trillion chance. It's possible. But in nature it doesn't happen. That's called entropy. The principle of entropy is that things don't happen naturally in a precise way. And it'll never happen that that things are going to just explode that way and fall into it. It's possible. No one can say it's physically impossible. It's possible. But things don't happen. When things happen by themselves, if there's no mind guiding it, it doesn't happen precisely. So Tosfos says that in nature, bidei shamayim, things don't happen with precision. Rabbi Shalom wants, he does Bachatzai's Laila, could be. But nature, when things are left to nature, it doesn't happen precisely. Bidei Adam, it could happen precisely. So one of the two cases, Paretz Kayim, it could be. A person could make a wall that's exactly 50. Or Shechita half, a person could shecht half. What's saying is that things by nature don't happen that way. It doesn't happen. And if it does happen, the odds are so extremely remote that they don't count. So Mimela, that's Tysus' first test. The Machlaik is Efshal Tzamtzein, Yefshal Tzamtzein, Yizdei Shemayim. And Bidei Adam is Shaykh Tzamtzein. So those Gemaras, Yashver, Paras Kaimed, or Yefeshchita, that's Bidei Adam. So it's a very Geshmak Hashita. So here I saw, I don't remember who, somebody asked the Kasha on our Gemara. Gemara says it can't be that the two husbands died the same second. Except for Rabbi Yisrael, he holds Efshal Tzamtzein. The only Efshal Tzamtzein can be. L'chayri, you can still have an Ukimta where someone murdered them, where someone killed the two of them. So Bidei Adam is Efshal Tzamtzein. So you still need a Pasuk. You need a Pasuk. It was Metzumtzum. You're saying Bidei Adam, it could be. What do you say to the Kasha? I'm really not making it up. I saw somebody yesterday. I was looking through the Svarim. Huh? What? Yeah, someone chops off the head. It takes longer for certain people to. And it's not possible to kill two people in the same second. All right, it's not possible. Would a pasuk come for such a case? Maybe. Be'eglah Rufa, it's also possible someone should murder someone and put the body exactly between two cities. The Gemara calls that Yefshal Tzamtzein, and nobody in their right mind would do it. But if it'll be the other, it's Efshar. I guess it's Efshar. So anyway, I spoke out to two shittas in Tosfos. This place is in Erevin. I think it might be in Sukkah also. This is Sugya. Sugya in Erevin is Erevin Daf Hey. Even though the, I don't know why it's not Sugya Tzechem on the side, the main Sugya is Erevin Tesvav. But Erevin Daf Hey is this Taisvis. I'm sure the Taisvis goes from Hey to Vav. And these are the two sheetas. So the man Yamit Yevshel Tzamtzein has an exception. Either be the Yagam, or to create the Svek Sveka of Rabbeinu Shemaya. Now I told you I was going to cover a lot of ground today, which I didn't keep my word. So the truth is, Avrahmanis, I want everybody to catch up with me. But Belinda, for sure, on Sunday, I would like to learn down the Amud Beis. The Tanya Kamasa Nira Papa is already Hefty Amud Beis. Just one Braisa is Hefty Amud Beis. I'd like to try to do the whole Amud Beis on Mitzvah Shemra.